Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 2151, Reasons to Stay Away from a Roth IRA by Scott Spann of financialfinesse.com. And I'm your host and personal finance enthusiast, Diana Merriam. We're going to get right to today's post as we optimize your life. Reasons to Stay Away from a Roth IRA by Scott Spann of financialfinesse.com. Roth IRAs are not a secret anymore since they first became available in 1998 as a way to use after-tax money to save for retirement. The biggest benefit is that as long as the Roth IRA account has been open for 5 years and withdrawals take place after age 59 and a half, you never have to pay taxes on the earnings. Contributions are always accessible without taxes. Tax-free earnings growth has a lot of appeal for younger generations and people not in their peak earning years who expect to be in a higher tax bracket during retirement. But does putting retirement savings in a Roth IRA make sense for everyone? Like many financial planning questions, the answer remains, it depends. Here are a few of the reasons you might consider staying away from a Roth IRA. Number one, you'll be too tempted to take out your contributions early. A wonderful feature of Roth IRAs is the ability to access your contributions at any time without taxes or penalties. Some people even may choose to include Roth IRA contributions as part of their emergency savings. But this ease of accessibility can be dangerous for people who may easily be tempted to withdraw these contributions prior to retirement for non-emergencies. Number two, the human capital effect outweighs investment opportunity cost. If you're young, there's a pretty good chance that you'll see both your earned income and your income tax rates increase significantly throughout your career. While this is part of the argument for investing in Roth accounts with their tax-free growth of earnings, it's also a potential reason to avoid a Roth account if those contributions could be put to better use by increasing your greatest asset, human capital. If you're debating between contributing to a Roth or advancing your knowledge and earnings potential, it just may make more sense to focus on career development for the best return on your investment. Number three, tax rates may not go up. A common argument for Roth accounts is that income tax rates will likely increase in future years to address our nation's growing debt problems. The reality is that although we're currently in a historically low income tax environment today, there's no guarantee where future tax rates may be headed. With global economic concerns and soaring national debt, my guess is that we may just see higher tax rates in the next 20 to 30 years. But really, all we have to go by is guessing when it comes to future tax rates. And looking back to the congressional debate about the so-called fiscal cliff towards the end of last year, we really didn't have a clue where our income tax rates would end up for this year until early January. Who knows what future Congresses could do? We could even see a national sales tax or a VAT that would be applied to all spending, whether it came from a Roth or not. Number four, your tax bracket may not be higher. Even if tax rates do increase across the board, your income in retirement may or may not be taxed at a higher rate than your income during your working years. You have to really examine your potential retirement income sources to estimate how your income will be taxed during retirement and the rate at which you'll be taxed. For example, Social Security is taxed at different levels depending on your income, ranging from 0% to 85% taxable. Qualified dividends and long-term capital gains from investments held in taxable brokerage accounts are subject to lower tax rates, while interest from municipal bonds is federal tax-free. Number 5, you plan on living a frugal lifestyle in retirement. Retirement preparedness is at dangerously low levels, and many people don't feel confident in their ability to replace 75 to 80% of their pre-retirement income. Why is it so important to try to replace about 70 to 80% of your income? This is the amount that many researchers and financial professionals recommend is needed on average by retirees to maintain their same comfortable standard of living during retirement. With so many people behind in their retirement savings, there's a strong likelihood that many retirees by choice or necessity will have to rely on less than the 80% income replacement rate. In that case, there's a good chance they might retire in a lower tax bracket. Number 6, you plan on gifting retirement accounts to charity. Traditional IRAs are a much better option if you plan on making a charitable donation using IRA assets. Because Roth IRA distributions are federal income tax free, as long as the account has been open for 5 years and beyond age 59 and a half, there's no additional tax advantage of donating Roth account distributions. In contrast, you can avoid paying any tax on up to $100,000 of traditional IRA distributions each year by donating them to charity. And number 7, you're overwhelmed with investment choices. Does the thought of managing your own investments give you anxiety? Some people prefer taking a hands-on approach to managing their investments. Others prefer a hands-off approach and use professional money managers, asset allocation funds, and target date mutual funds to meet their investment goals. If you have low cost investment options available through your retirement plan at work, and you simply don't want the hassle of managing your portfolio, then a pre-tax or Roth 401k may be a better option than an IRA. As you can see, there are a lot of factors to consider when deciding whether to contribute to a Roth IRA. The good news is that if you're just not quite sure, you can always put part of your retirement savings into a Roth account to give you some tax diversification. Even if you would have been better off putting that money in a 401k or traditional IRA, it's much better than not having saved that money at all. You just listened to the post titled Reasons to Stay Away from a Roth IRA by Scott Spann of financialfinesse.com. Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. If you've been using Mint to manage your finances, I've got some bad news. Mint is shutting down. But now for the good news. There's a better alternative. Our sponsor, Monarch Money. Mint users are turning to Monarch Money and loving it. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college? I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's monarchmoney.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial. Roth IRAs are typically a favorite when it comes to tax-advantaged accounts, so it was interesting to read a dissenting opinion today. I think Scott hit the nail on the head at the beginning of this article. When deciding which type of account to invest in, the answer is always, it depends. The challenge is that any decision you make is going to be based on a ton of assumptions about the future that you simply can't know right now. So no matter what, you have to make a decision within the uncertainty of multiple factors. But here's how I navigate that. I recognize that any saving and investing is way better than none. So even if I don't make the optimal choice when it comes to the investment vehicle, I really can't make a wrong choice. When I first opened my IRA, I went with a traditional IRA because I wanted to lower my taxable income, but I didn't realize that I was over the income threshold of being able to contribute to the traditional IRA pre-tax. So it made more sense for me to contribute to a Roth IRA. I called Vanguard and it was very easy to recharacterize my contribution to a Roth to correct my mistake. My 401k was with Fidelity through my employer, but when I left my job, I very easily rolled that over into a traditional IRA with Vanguard. I did this because IRAs offer more investment options than I had with my employer-sponsored 401k, and 401ks have more management and administration fees. When deciding on traditional versus Roth, review the income limits for both and perhaps consider that it's beneficial to have a mix of pre-tax and after-tax retirement accounts to give you options later. So if you're already contributing to a pre-tax account like a 401k, choosing a Roth for your IRA could make sense. Many people prefer Roths because you can access your contributions anytime. There are no minimum distribution requirements at age 72, and you don't pay tax at withdrawal since you already paid tax when you were contributing. And that's a wrap for another Thursday show. Have a great rest of your day, and I'll be back tomorrow as usual, where your optimal life awaits.